On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 26 grade, Johannesburg en Tzaneen 25. Gauteng premier Panyaza Lesufi het die klas van 2025 sterkte toegewens met die matriekeksamen wat dinsdag amptelik begin. Sy woordvoerder Elijah Mhlanga.
We have over 108,000 candidates who will be sitting for the exams this year. We appeal to all citizens of Gauteng to please rally behind our candidates who will be sitting for their final exam, which is an important time in their schooling journey.
Gauteng handhaaf deurgaan sy posisie onder die top 3 provinsies in die nasionale senior sertifikaat eksamens. En in 2024 het die provinsie 'n indrukwekkende slaagsyfer van 88.4% behaal. Die miljardêr sakeman Patrice Motsepe sê hy sal nie vir die ANC presidentskap in 2027 staan nie, ten spyte daarvan dat hy deur partylede genader is. Motsepe het tydens die gala diner van die nasionale redakteursforum in Johannesburg gesê Suid-Afrika het nie 'n ryk man as president nodig nie, maar eerder bekwame, talentvolle mense. Hy het wel sy voortgesette steun vir die ANC belowe en vertroue in die land se toekoms uitgespreek.
South Africa does not need a rich man to be president. These responsibilities are enormous responsibilities. I love challenges, but I also know the sort of challenges I shouldn't waste my time with. Whoever the ANC chooses, I'll support him. And this broad alliance, we have to keep that alliance together at all costs.
Nou na die FSA waar grootskares gister in al 50 state die strate ingevaar het tydens No Kings protesoptogte. Organiseerders beweer dat tot 7 miljoen mense na die betogings van New York tot Los Angeles opgeruk het. Betogers het onder andere teen president Donald Trump se voortgesette aanvalle op die media, politieke teenstanders en ongedokumenteerde immigrante betoog. Raperera is 'n veteraan van die Vietnamese oorlog wat in New York aan die protesoptrede deelgeneem het.
Well, I saw young kids being dragged out. I've dealt with real soldiers, American soldiers, North Vietnamese soldiers. These are real soldiers. These are brave men. Soldiers fight other soldiers. Soldiers do not fight women and children. What ICE is doing is outrageous. They are a paramilitary force. That's why I'm using the term soldier.
En groot teleurstelling vir duisende hardlopers na die Kaapstad Marathon vanoggend op die nippertjie weens veiligheidsredes gekanselleer is. Stormsterk wind het glo van die tydelike strukture langs die roete omgewaai wat die veiligheid van deelnemers en toeskouers in gevaar kon stel. 24.000 deelnemers het vir die wedloop ingeskryf en baie van hulle het reeds by die beginpunt aangekom toe die marathon om 5:00 vanoggend afgelas is. Ursula King het van Pretoria gereis om haar eerste marathon in 11 jaar te hardloop.
Hard to describe the disappointment this morning to hear the race was cancelled, but if you see the videos during the rounds of the destruction at the race village, you can understand why they had to cancel the race. But runners have come out in hordes, they've taken over the streets of Cape Town, they came here to run and they are going to run. So that's quite something to see, thousands upon thousands of runners all over the show and with lots of support, cool drink stands and water stands all over the place. So that's quite amazing.
Ek is Martine van der Walt Eilers. Our top story at this hour, Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi has wished the class of 2025 well with matric exams officially commencing on Tuesday.